Yep.
Yes. Oh yeah, please, time is money.
Time is money.
You are here, you said you just have been searched.
I was searching, watching. I literally just lost it. You can start, I'll just do whatever comes up to me.
Yeah, but no, you have to be interrupted when I'm speaking.
I am.
No, I have to have your full attention when I'm speaking.
You have my full attention, babe, so no one else.
There's no one else in the room to have your attention. Oh gosh, it's freezing cold. Okay, winter has arrived.
I'll do this one just because we're getting to it. Yeah, come on.
Okay. Welcome, guys. You're now locked into another episode of Death Center Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Milan Sophia.
And yours, Tiwa.
Yes, hope you guys are all doing well. Hope you guys are fine. Hope the winter is treating you well. Because, in comparison to the other days, today it's just been cold.
Bro, I had to teach outside and I stood there shaking.
What did you
and
teach?
Talking, fitness and nutrition. It was like, and then to make it worse, yet, they didn't want to be well behaved. I said, Lord have mercy. Come on.
You know what I hated?
Kids in winter.
No, you know what I hated at school? Why are you making me go outside in freezing cold conditions?
What makes it worse?
This is against my human rights.
It's not like a normal inner London school. It's on the skirts of inner London, out of London. The facilities are horrible.
Oh, and is it? You'd always horrible. Think it's because there's more space out there. Like,
no,
there'll be more.
The facility. I'll send you a video, but I won't tag this school. But the facilities are horrible. And like, I was just like, okay, cool. And then to make it worse, they've got mocks for the next 2 weeks. So guess what? We're outside for the next 2 weeks.
No, and it's too cold.
And then to make it worse, if it rains in the next 2 weeks, the sports will get flooded. So you can't even use the sports hall.
Perfect. So but you know, kids don't behave when they're cold, bro. They don't behave. They don't listen. Because I remember back in the day, I'm not listening. I'm here shivering. I'm not listening to you.
In my feedback for this, today's lesson that I was taught, he said, stop for behavior. I just said, yeah.
As in your mentor?
Yeah, I was just like, because if I catch this kids, I looked, so after lesson, yeah, I'm like tidying up now. I'm like, I'll pick up the cones, do whatever. Yeah. I turn around and half of them are ran inside. Meant to go into like, you're meant to go the long way around because you're not meant to, there's a shortcut, but you interrupt people's classes. They've gone through the shortcut, running and screaming. And because they get to go in 10 minutes early because they got to get changed. So everyone's still learning.
Is this primary school kids?
Secondary. Lord have mercy.
No, but this is why. This is why I could never work with children. This is why I went into a career that even adults are stressful enough.
Lord have mercy.
Even adults are stressful. Imagine children who have no cares in the world. I couldn't do it. Till we see that day, we were not picking up cones. I would have told them, if you don't come, collect these cones now.
No, but you know what? I can't. Like, I was thinking about it, I was like, as I grew up, I became well behaved. Like, even the year 11s is so, and it's just like, I got to a stage where year 9s and year 10s, I get it, because you're in that middle age, you're doing, year 7 to 8, you're warming up. Year 9 is just that year, like, I couldn't care less, I'm in the middle. No, yeah. But then I'm thinking, in uni, everyone's there like, no one, teacher's not saying be quiet 24/7.
Even if they do say it, they're saying it here or there, but it's like, these are adults. At the end of the day, they can make their own decisions, isn't it? So dealing with an adult that are just messing around, it's whatever. But with kids, like, you have to try and get them in place, because otherwise once you let one thing pass, it's just gonna get out of hand. They're gonna continue.
You need to sort out how you're gonna do behavior management. I don't really like to shout, because I'm not about to leave my boyfriend for no kids.
Get out of
so when they're all talking, I just stand, we all look at each other. And I think they figure it out, and because they're cold, so now they're looking at me even more. And I'm in my jacket.
I'm not
confrontational.
To be a teacher,
yeah, I know.
You're gonna be that teacher where they're probably gonna like you, but there's gonna be times they're gonna take the piss.
They're gonna try it. Yeah. So I'm just standing there. I'm in my jacket.
I'm warm.
Listen, yeah.
You're the one that's cold.
So when they all kept quiet, I said, "Okay, we done now." They're like, "Yeah." I was like, "Listen, you're going into your own PE time. I'm warm in a jacket. You're freezing. I can see every one of you shaking your boots." And you all stand, it's like, yeah, but mitzvahs, no. So we're going to listen. I'm going to talk very quickly.
Yeah.
So you lot can get back into your activity. Because if I talk really long, you're going to get distracted. Yeah. So I was like, let's get you warm. They're all like, listen, at the end, yeah, I was just reading that report and I'm just thinking, this is not getting my feedback.
They caught you out. They basically said, yeah, we're going to make her
life. This is like, to make it worse, it's like, I'm kind of that substitute teacher. Because I'm not really their teacher. I'm only there to Christmas. So it's like, when I used to have I didn't listen, so I understand. But I know the ways to get into them, so I find the naughty one, I'll be friends with the naughty one. When so the naughty one behave, everyone else behaves. Yeah, then I find like the good one that I'm good with as well. So I'm finding the middle ground, because this lot not about to run me mad.
I couldn't do it. I've never in my life ever thought for a second I'll ever go into teaching, whether that's primary school, secondary school, even lecturing. Me, I don't have time to deal with people that don't want to behave. Even now, like, I just finished a night shift and I had this patient and he did not want to listen to me at all. But this is my third night, yeah? Mm. The patients I came with at the beginning of my first day to now is low. Yeah. So I'm not going to come here and try and have a little discussion with you or trying to persuade you to take a medication. Big man, if you don't want to take it, don't take it. It's not my fault. You have full capacity. You can tell me no. I'm not going to force you. Listen, my guy said, usually I'd be like, no, here, take that. I'll try to persuade him. See what
you were over it.
My last two nights have been busy as hell. You think I'm going to come and force it?
No, I hear you. But the thing with me, I did, so I had that and it was horrible. Then I had like after school basketball and the guys, listen, yeah, they're walking. I said, cool. I said, listen, you chose to be here. This is not a PE class.
It's not by force.
I said, this is not a PE class where I have to teach you. You chose to be here. Yeah. If I ever have to tell you to stop the basketball, I'll walk out, we all go home. miss, no. Because they've never had like basketball after school.
You know, it's actually very weird just to hear you tell these stories as a, like,
I know. Teaching. And I was like, okay, cool. So we're taking it, and the boys were it worked so well. The boys were absolutely beautiful. Like, it was just, I enjoyed it.
No, it's because they want to do it. That's right. When it comes to PE, not everyone wants to enjoy PE outside of school. Everyone wants to do it.
Yeah, but it was like, the comparison was like, it made the middle ground, because I was thinking, this was just rubbish. Now I got to do Pete got to basketball, it was calm, bless them, they made a little flyer to get more people in. I was like, the more numbers you get, kind of like, we have to split it now, so you guys won't be, because it'd be too much. And that's like, you guys got games coming up, you're gonna get blown out. No disrespect, you're playing teams that they play basketball in national leagues. A lot of you lot don't know the basic rules.
It's vibes.
What I said to them, that's, I'm trying to get a games for them for like the younger schools rather than the older schools. But apart from that, it was what it was, to be honest, because this lot, like, not coming to camp. I stood there, I called my PE teacher because I'm still cool with her, and I was like, she's like, don't stress yourself, don't leave it to
you. You see, if there was any teachers in the whole school that were always stress-free, it's would be the PE teachers. Yeah. You think they had time to come deal with your nonsense?
Listen.
You think they have time to come deal with your nonsense? She was like,
listen, don't worry about it. You go again next week, they'll enjoy the class with me.
It's like, because obviously, even though PE is obviously an important part of like a child's aspect, I mean, of life and whatnot, but it's like, bro.
Yeah, this ain't maths and English.
Bro. only 1% of this class will go into do PE GCSE, so.
Yeah.
This is probably the funnest lesson you'd have throughout the whole week. Take advantage. Don't take the piss.
I couldn't
do all of that. But yes, who's this? Anyway. Yes, guys, welcome to another episode. We are here alive and well by the grace of God, bringing you another, you know, cheeky entertainment as we do, as we shall. Start off by giving you fun fact. Where's my fun fact? And a cheeky riddle.
Yes, ma'am.
So my fun fact is, in the colonial times, like back in the day, lobster was so abundant that it was considered food for the poor and was frequently given to servants and prisoners.
The lobster that I picked.
So the lobster that we got to pay £50 plus. Stop it. Used to be given to servants prisoners. It used to be poor lobster people's that I'm out food.
Here paying, imagine, being over 50 to 80.
Imagine, this is poor people's food.
They need to go back to blaming poor people's food, because it's at this moment.
No, but speaking of lobster, like, lobster, crabs, and like shrimp, they're all cousins of the cockroaches, you know.
I'm not surprised, because they're
all bottom feeders, and they're cousins of cockroaches. They all come under the same like food chain umbrella kind of thing. yeah And so basically, like, those, because I don't eat seafood anymore.
I never did anyway. No, don't like it.
I used
it.
To love a cheeky.
I don't like cheeky lobster. You don't like prawns.
No, but you used to eat a cheeky lobster. Have you never had lobster? When we had like lobster?
Once. Last time I had it was when we went to the lobster.
But yeah.
Even then, I just about knew how to eat it.
It's because we're like in Cabo Verde, in Portugal, fish and seafood very big, especially in Cabo Verde, because the only thing, that one source of food that they can actually obtain is fish and stuff because of the waters. So it's like, as growing up, we've always had seafood. We've always had, well, you can't eat fish, but we've always just had seafood, and I've always loved seafood. But obviously, as times have gone on, they're bottom feeders. They're actually not as healthy. They're not really healthy for you. And the Bible tells you not to eat it as well.
I know I've read over it.
And I've continued just eating. But now it's just like, I try. Like, if it's there and it's the only thing for me to eat.
Yeah, but it's a thing. Yeah,
I'm not going to come and stab myself.
If it's like a thing where you eat it like once in 6 months or I'm not
going to get my way to pay for it.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I'll try not to eat it if it's there. Well, technically, I don't eat pork anymore. And even if it's there, I'm not going to eat it. So I can do the same for seafood. It's not by force.
Yeah, but with that, it's just because there's a lot more. Whereas with pork, it's quite. It's not it's as just, much.
Then if I ate with shrimp, crab, and lobster anyway.
Ate more than me?
No, it's not like I had oysters or shrimp on
mussels. Type
of thing. Yeah, I've never had. I don't like them. First of all, they don't look pleasing.
I eat prawns. Everyone has out. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't eat. You don't eat what?
Yeah, they are bottom feeders of the sea. The same way cockroaches are the feeders of the floors that you. That you go on. If you saw cockroach, you'd be upset, you'd be scared. So yeah, but that's my fun fact.
Yeah, I'm not. Last episode riddle was, I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. What am I?
A barber.
Yes, ma'am.
It was a barber.
The answer is a barber. But I've been told that it's way too easy nowadays.
I have mentioned it before. I'm like, there's been some easy riddles.
Listen.
You need to give them long words.
Yeah, but the long one, you then get people that just, I want the answer. Skip. But we're going back to, if you've been a true listener, you know the kind of riddle I used to give between episode one and episode five.
Those riddles were bad. They had you thinking all sorts.
But so this one is episode riddle for this episode is, I'm dirty, people like to put their wood in me, but only Santa goes down on me. What am I?
Yeah, unfortunately guys, I had to mute this part because the answer to the riddle was revealed and we don't want to ruin it for you guys too early. But as you're here, you might as well like, subscribe and share. Love.
Same thing.
So that, you know what to do, sending your answers for the riddle. I will let you know if you're right and go forward from there. Even then, I'll probably put up the poll and take
part. Santa bit is quite given.
Yeah, but I was like, we'll get close to Christmas.
It's like a playful riddle. I like it, but the Santa it's one not, is very given.
I'm not getting back. We'll get there slowly, but surely this just warming you guys. You know what we used to do there. So we're getting back to them episode within the first three riddles.
Don't worry, we'll get your minds thinking the way you should have been thinking.
I saw a joke here and he said, what does a stripper and peanut butter have in common?
What does a stripper and peanut butter have in common? I don't know.
They're both spread for bread.
That's very dumb.
When you caught me off guard, I was like, this is actually quite good. Because you wouldn't think about it like that. No, they're both spread for bread, which is true.
So I was having a conversation with my mum today, This is a bit of a controversial one. It's about topic where, you know, people like don't like to talk about because it's always cancel culture they have going on. But my mum has a student where she's working who is transitioning. He's a gentleman who's transitioning to be a lady, innit? And would you like couldn't care less, everyone's business. He wants to go by she and her.
I find it hard to be honest.
She and her, and it's cool. Like everyone is like cool. It's gonna take some time, like with me, because I remember I had a patient who wanted to go by them and they, innit? And with me, it's like because I'm still young and I understand this non-binary and people different pronouns, I can adapt to it better than like an auntie can. I remember when I was trying to hand over the patient to an auntie, I was like they go by they and them. She's like, what's they and them? Like, who's they and them? I said, you know how we call it, like if I say she or her, instead of she and her, you say they and them. So it's some people, it's very hard to adapt to that, because especially like in like Hawaii and a lot of majority of African countries, before they were colonized, there was no such thing as mm-hmm. masculine and feminine words.
Everything's
one. Yeah. Like, it was just a word. Like, in Hawaii, there was no such thing as male and female. Everyone was just like
one person.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh yeah, Tiwa could have been used for a male or a female mm-hmm. name. It was never a sense where it's just female. But when they were colonized and the invaders, whatever, came, they introduced this idea that everyone has to have a different gender. So this idea of gender is always all over the place. But yeah, so he is obviously transitioning, and a lot of these who identify as a female, or he or she and her, want to use the female toilets. So bear in mind, he is complete male
at the moment.
Okay. Like, he is complete male. He looks like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
he's
like
not
a man.
Started anything?
He's not
or,
like he's in the process. Yeah. He's probably like in the process, but it's nothing like visible. If I was to see the person walk down the street, I'm thinking it's a man. My mom was told, oh yeah, this person is coming to you, but it had like a female name. The last thing she thought it was gonna be him, because obviously he looks like a man. But my mom found him going into the female toilets,
mm-hmm.
and she said, with all due respect, I don't want you using this female toilet. Mm-hmm. Could you please use the disabled toilet? So mm-hmm. he's now escalated this and complained. Ooh. And their manager sent an email, said that out of nowhere are we ever going to accept any discrimination, and he and she shall use the toilets. That's what I'm saying, it's like, this is a very grey area, because I understand where she is coming from, right? Because she's transitioning. However, you are still completely male. Mm-hmm. The same way you can use the female toilets is not stopping you from using the male toilets or the disabled toilets. My mom has plenty of Muslim women, plenty of women who get changed in those toilets.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing they want to do is run against the religion for a man to come in and see a woman in the toilet. Yeah. And if a woman is getting changed, I don't want any man, whether you be gay and not even attracted to me, I don't want you to see me while I'm getting changed, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like their manager's getting onto them, saying she will use the toilets.
Mm-hmm.
But no, because a lot of the times, like, it's what it's like they say or no say.
Yeah. Like, they want everything catered
adapted
to them.
It's a thing. Yeah. And the thing is, I'm not against it. Everyone should be able to go into work and be adapted to the situation. Everyone should have a working environment they're comfortable in. But it's not then the employees' responsibility to now share a toilet with technically a male, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I said to my mom, you best go email the LGBTQT community that they have there, whatever, and tell them if they want accommodation, they best come and make an all neutral gender toilet
mm-hmm.
that she can use, because you can't. Like, I remember that time you told me at the leisure center where there's a man that came and said, I identify as she, her. He wasn't transgender, he just identified,
yeah,
I'm gonna be using the female toilet, the female change room. No, you're not. Anyone can come identify and then use the female toilets, and God forbid something happens.
Even then, like, because I think he did that while I was on shift, because we had a customer come in, you told me. And then he was like, oh, there's a guy in the toilet, but when is he? And then it was more of a thing where I feel like with that kind of situation, they go straight to manager, and because like they don't want anything to look bad, the manager don't see where we're coming from in that aspect.
And it's like
they're going straight and being like, yeah, no, your way or
you
no way.
To, yeah. And it's like, but it's like I said to my mama, you somehow have to look at the manager's like point of view, because if she now turns around and says no, she's gonna look like she's being discriminatory.
Yeah,
she's like she's discriminatory.
And all that
exactly,
stuff,
and it's like,
what it is.
And it's not that if the like the HR people ever want her to have that toilet, they best come in here and adapt and accommodate the person, because back at LSBU they had all neutral gender toilets. They had male, female, and gender free toilets. And as rightly so,
to be honest, I feel like even with that, if the Ishi came, like, so for example, the one at work, even if they wanted to use
no disrespect, but at this point,
because it's hard though, it's hard.
Like, you can't tell me this is what I've grown up to is the E and she. Now it's gonna take. Like, I feel like you have to be patient.
Tell me, the white man told me that we're male and female. My ancestors did not go by male and female, but now the white man has engraved in my head that it's male and female, and I'm going by
you
male and female.
I don't do it on purpose. You have 100%, to bear
it's
with
never
me.
Out of a disrespect.
That's the thing. So even me saying,
and I'm more than happy to be corrected every single the time.
To be honest, because it's the same way, if you're saying my name wrong, I'm going to keep correcting you. So Ishii, it's no disrespect, like, just be like, nah, guys, she, okay, my bad. I'm not used to call, I'm not going to see a guy and just be like, she, excuse me? Someone could get punched in the face with that. If you go to one room and I'm like, she. Yeah, but anyway, so my thing is, if that was the case, if you wanted to use the chain, our disabled toilet is big enough for you to change in.
No, honestly.
It takes 2 seconds for you to be like, can we get a disabled key? And you get it.
And, like, but what's they the difference you changing a female changing room and a male changing room? You are complete
it's all,
male.
It's all name. Like, it's all the little sign, the little figures on the door. Pronouns. It's all the little... They just feel special about it. Like, it does something.
No, but you... But I'm sorry, like... I understand, and you should, people should go up to the big managers and tell them that they can accommodate them, but to now force yourself into a situation where you have women getting changed in the toilets, you have Muslim women in there, whatever, religious women in there that cannot be seen by anyone other than their husband. Even their husband don't get to see them all the time.
I feel like they have to, with them, they have to, like, kind of understand us the same way we're trying to understand them, because it takes a lot for us to... We're accepting. I'm not against it. I'm accepting you for who you are, because I'm not. Who am I to tell you to be this person? Like, bro, I have my you're own on your listen.
I have my own journey. You're, for me to you're go fight your yours. Own
person. I do not have time for it. But I feel like the same way. Like, if I keep calling, if I see you and you want to be called she or you want to be called them, they, and I keep calling you, you know, with that kind of thing, I just avoid the whole situation.
I just put the names. When my patient came in, and they said they want to be done,
I would not say
by them
name.
And they, I just said the name.
I was just calling them
darling.
Yeah, whatever, darling.
But I said, oh, yeah, you're right, darling.
It saves you. Because you're avoiding every confrontation, I'm not going back and forth, and we're not getting into no argument about my pronunciation. You're not writing to my manager telling me I called you by the wrong name.
Discrimination, and no. Because. Wait. No.
It's a bit of a sticky one.
And I understand where they're coming from at the end of the day, because, like, people of the eligible. LGBT community, sorry. I haven't had an easy road till this day. They're getting killed for what they're doing, and it's no, to be at the end of the day, I feel like when people get upset about the situation, it's none of your business.
But my thing
is none of your business, and I understand where the frustration is coming from, and they want things done. Yeah. However, they have to understand that there's other there's still other people living here who still have their rights as well. Yeah. Just because I'm a heterosexual woman does not mean I do not have a right because you are like a transgender or homosexual person. The rights are still for everyone. Same way you should be accommodated into at work, the same way I'm accommodating at work. And accommodating me is me going to a female toilet, and accommodating you is finding an all gender neutral toilet, because you are still a man at whatever it is, you know what I mean?
Going to a place where they don't have an all gender neutral toilet, you're better off just finding this disabled toilet.
This isn't even how I use the disabled, isn't that?
It was bigger. So the toilet is bigger, and 80% of the time is mostly cleaner, because they have to keep it clean to maintain it and everything. Yeah, exactly. So at the moment, I get you, you feel like, why should I feel going to disabled? Yeah, but they haven't
adapted to you, and it's not us. You have to come out. You have to best call the bosses of the bosses that run this place.
Tell them to come change the toilet thing, or remove the sign and labels or something.
You need to make noise for them, not the us common workers that are just here trying to make a living and go to the toilet.
But
it's like my mom was telling me, she has like, she would wait, she said it to him, and it's like, obviously he's gone up and complained.
Yeah, they will always complain,
and he's gone up and complained, and it just seems like my mom is like being like discriminatory. But if it's one person that, when it comes to, like, my mom, when I tell you, she couldn't care less of your sexuality, of what you do, she couldn't care. My mom could not care less. She was saying that just before that they were kicking cacking together, she couldn't care less. But she did say there's boundaries, and I don't disagree. But it's like that conversation is just always up in the air, and you never have someone agree, because we could be sitting here speaking to someone and they'd be like, no, but identify as she and her, and I should be able to use the female toilet.
That's fine. Like, there's a pro and con for every single situation. We said there's a pro and con for what you feel like you should use the female, the same way someone else would feel like you shouldn't use the female, the same way you feel like you should use the male, the same way someone else wouldn't feel like you should use the male. And same thing as why do you think you need to use the disabled when everyone else is not using the disabled just because of the pronoun, which is understandable.
It's
But you got
sometimes
to understand.
Sometimes it's just one of them ones where you don't even want to think about it because your head will start hurting.
No, it's true, because it's not a winning battle, and there's no one's right, no one's wrong. It's just like, yeah, you're not getting nowhere with that. The managers up there are saying what they can say because they're not there to deal with the situation. This is why they're like managers, first of all.
And they want
to
save their own ass.
They're saving their they're not caring for the staff.
They always say managers and HR, they're not your friends.
Listen, yeah.
They're not your friends.
They're the HR that just friends, the one that, like, what is it? The customer service part of it? No, the staff protection. I forgot the name. There's a name for it. Like, the people that deal with staff. When you want to start reporting managers and you start calling HR, you find the one that actually going to listen to you. You don't even call. You write emails. Emails is proof.
No, I never call, yeah.
Emails
always,
is proof.
If there's a situation where you need, like, it done and it's like sensitive, emails only.
Yeah.
Because if you start calling, unless you were called in a phone call, emails
but
only.
But email saves
so
you, bro.
So there's proof. So they'll be like, oh no, I wasn't told this. You wasn't told what?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
I got it right, mate.
If I go to my phone on the 11th of September 2020, we
You're
have
an
here,
idiot.
Dear so and so, I am reporting the. Is there?
Nah. I was watching, off topic, but, started watching, I don't know how I even come across it. I came across Everybody Ate Chris. So I started watching it again.
Have you never watched
it? Yeah, I've seen it a time ago. Just, but you know when you have nothing to watch at the time and you just start rewatching things, So I started watching Everybody Ate Chris and, like, I'm watching it, but now I'm watching it from a different perspective and, like, more open eye and everything. And I'm
what
just thinking,
mean?
In terms of, like, a lot of the stuff that was said. So in just the first episode, this little white ginger guy called him a nigger. And I'm thinking, in this day and age where I'm watching it, like, in terms of if this was a recent show now,
could never. It'll be
when
average.
I was watching it as a young kid, I didn't care. I'll just watch it for watch's sake. Like, it's just funny to me.
I can't lie to you. I did not come about the N word until I became an adult.
Nah, facts.
Because as a young kid, there was no meaning to it. Like, I was naive and ignorant. You never thought about it. So, like, so we probably watched the Everybody Hates Chris episode and you just never thought of
it. I just thought it was funny.
It was funny.
And I watched it and I said, nah, stop it. I took it back and I watched it again. I said, this is not what I was watching back then.
No, honestly.
And it hates me to be like, now I got my little brother to watch it because he didn't know about Everybody Ate Chris. Watch the full thing now.
My little sister's watched it.
Watch the full thing now. And I'm thinking, in terms of going back to old shows, when you watch it from a different eye perspective
when you watch it from this generation, in the sensitivity now, a lot of the programs that we watched when we were younger could not run. Absolutely not, because the amount of discriminatory prejudices, everything that they were saying, it couldn't.
No, you won't get away with it.
I'm still surprised Family Guy runs to the same.
No, 100%.
I'm still 100%. Surprised.
Even American Dad to a certain degree.
Yeah. But that one. That's not so bad. But you know, I give the props to Family Guy because Family Guy is discriminatory to everyone.
They don't care who you are.
They don't care who you are, what skin color, what religious belief, what sexuality. They will come after you. Every single person there will get caught out. And it's like, in the shows like that, it's like cool. Obviously, like, some of the things they do, it's not nice and all that. But listen, they're not just one person, it's everyone. It's for entertainment. And I used to love Family Guy. I used to sit there and watch it every single night. I used to love it. But nowadays, I guarantee if people to watch that, they'll just
Especially within, like, the people that
Family Guy is British, you know. And I remember watching something about the American channel, like, watching it, like, what's this, like,
did they get
what's
it?
Going on? Yeah, what's going on? And it's like, this is British. This is what the British do. This is what Family Guy is literally, if you see Family Guy, that's Britain.
Yeah, you know.
The dumb shit
one
does,
of them
just
ones, I was just like, right. Because even then, someone posted, with the younger, I keep forgetting, like, there's a big gap between me and my younger brother, innit? So when it comes home with things, I'm just thinking, wait, what are you talking about? So we're just watching stuff, and then someone posted, like, if you haven't seen this clip, don't message me because you're too young to have me on socials. Okay. And he actually started blocking me. It was something to do with the Anna Montana show.
Okay.
And it was like, she had him, I forgot, one artist come on and started singing. And then even just watching that clip, I listened to it, but then I went back. I was like, bro, she's lip singing the whole thing. Stop it. I was like, stop it. Because I never actually realized.
Yeah.
Like, when I was, I'm just singing. We all singing.
Yeah.
the song is playing, my mouth is moving. I'm just thinking, oh, stop it. But even there, like, my brother would watch it, but he wouldn't notice things like that.
Yeah.
So the one show that I know Disney Channel messed up on, because that one was everywhere, was Let It Shine. So Let It Shine, have you seen it?
Yeah.
So Let It Shine.
I'm trying to picture it in my head.
The end scene, so the end scene where they all come, they sing the dance, there's a period of time where the main character, I've forgotten his name, the guy from Everybody Ate Chris, let's say Chris, the main character, he's at the front.
Okay, now I'm picturing
and
it.
Then
picturing
his friend is dancing at the front as well. All of a sudden, they switch the clip and his friend's at the back dancing. And then everyone's just picking it out. But that's because people sweat from different perspective. If they didn't point it out, I was never noticing nothing. I was going
that's,
along
that's
with it.
Of movies, that was... people just point out these movie mistakes. I like watching movie mistakes, though.
It's funny. Yeah. It's funny.
I never noticed that. Yeah. Now, sometimes I watch movies to and try and pick out mistakes.
Yeah, but then it kind of, it's like now you're not watching the actual movie. You have
and
a...
And when I pick one up, I was like...
No, if I'm watching it now, like, I'm like, if I'm going to watch a movie, I'm going with a clean head. I don't care if there's a mistake. I'm going to go enjoy this movie. When I go back to watch it for the second or third time, then I'm like, oh, you did that, you did that.
I don't watch it.
It's not like it won't be going out my way, but if he's just on the show, he's just like, yeah, oh my God, that happened. Are you sure? I definitely watched this when it came out. But it's just different because, like, yeah, their generation, yeah.
But it's changing, isn't it? Everything's changing. Like, the Mark Zuckerberg, he's doing that metaverse,
the new Facebook thing,
yeah, the universe thing, and it's
he's basically
trying to make everything go like virtual, like your whole life is going to be on social media. No, but if you look at how we grew up, or even how our parents grew up, it was never, in a sense, where even though we had internet, it was never to the extent that it is now. So majority of the time we'd be outside.
Mm-hmm.
Now we spend, if we're being honest, we spend a lot of our time on the phone.
Cheeky 80-90%. The only time we're never on the phone is if you're at work and
like,
you can't use your phone.
It's a lot. So this idea, because majority of our lives have already gone virtual.
Yeah.
Zooms, interviews are Zoom calls now. Everyone's working from home, working remotely. So everything has gone onto the computer. Yeah. So this guy, even though he looks sounds mad now, he is literally ahead of everyone else.
He is.
Because he can see how everything is moving onto social media, onto the computer. We like nothing has happened unless it's not put on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. It's true, you know.
Like you haven't gone away unless Instagram knows you've gone away.
Wait, sorry, just to cut you off. In terms of going away, yeah, one of my pet peeves is when people go away and don't tag where they're at.
Like, let me know.
Who told you I don't want to go? But carry on.
But yeah. Like, yeah, so everything's on the internet, everything's on social media, on Snapchat. And it's like, if you think about Facebook as well, no one's using Facebook like that anymore. And they've said that majority of, especially their young audience is on like also on Snapchat. Even Instagram, the young people are not even using Instagram, they're all on Snapchat. So they're trying to have to find a way for Facebook to up its way, because if you look at Snapchat, they've got like the bitmojis, you can use that and stuff like that. So they've, in a way, they've gone into this virtual thing. But the, what Facebook is trying to do, making everything like you literally build your own world. Like I'm about to have this podcast would be on in space. You know, like we're in space, and it's like maybe it comes to a point where it will go on to virtual, and then we'll have like a virtual like recordings and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like everything's moving to that. And I feel like I'll give it like 10 to 20 years where we're literally sitting with glasses in our faces, and everything's just from the glasses. And like, we're not even interacting.
And my lecturer is teaching while I'm fine with that.
No, but it's like, as much as we say we want to stay home, but that human interaction is important, especially like for like mental health and stuff. It's important, like being at home all day, all like just on the internet and stuff.
You can already see the changes. Like a lot of time,
I feel like it dumbs you as well.
A lot of the time you go out nowadays, after a cheeky 1-2 conversation of a little catch up or thing, it's put some time everyone's just like this. Because you're talking
honestly,
too much at this point. I just want to do what I
do. Exactly. Your mom is jibber jabbing
at this point, because you talk for like 5 minutes and then all of a sudden
you're on
just
the phone. And it's not nice, and it's like the whole outing and stuff is ruined as soon as someone's just
but it's not
phone.
Even do you know what, it's a bit, I get what you mean, but with the younger lot it's not ruined because it's like everyone's doing it. It's not a thing where one person is doing that and everyone's just watching each other's faces. In terms of like, they'll be at a dinner table, it wouldn't just be one person on their phone.
I know, but it's like
one of them.
It's like, just have dinner at home then and put a Zoom call.
No,
do you know what I mean? So it's like they're adapting because majority of children spend their time on Fortnite, like Roblox. Roblox, you literally create a character and you go around playing games with that character. And we used to have that back in the day. I forgot, is it Nemo or something like that? I forgot what it is, where you design a character and you go around talking to them. I remember I used to do it and I got kicked out because I was swearing at people. I started swearing at people and they kicked me out. What about, did you ever use Pingu?
I heard of it, but yeah, I never got used it.
Or Penguin or something like that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Pingu is the cartoon show. It's the penguin thing.
I know what you're talking about,
And you just go on and you're just out there having conversation as a penguin, whatever, but it's like a virtual reality thing. That's where the world's going. There's going to be a point where outside is going to seem
it's extraordinary. Yeah.
It's not going to be a normal.
It's like, it'll be a luxury for people to go outside.
Before it used to be extraordinary if you stayed at home, bro. Yeah. You used to cry when your mum used to tell you you can't go outside and play with your friends.
Now you sit at home and be like, yeah, thank you.
No, honestly.
You think I want to be outside anyway?
Socialize.
Now you can't even socialize because everyone just takes offense to everything that you say
anyway. Yeah. What's my business?
Especially during this winter time when it comes to October, you're not catching me outside. I must really like you for me to be outside my house.
Dating as well. Everything can be virtual. To be honest. There's going to be a point, it's going to be holograms. My date is going to be sitting there next to me on the sofa. I was going to be chatting.
Do you know
like
how mad that is? You're trying to give me a hug and you do this.
Because you can't even hug him. But to be fair, you know that dating someone is actually long. No, it's long. Because I'm here, I'm trying to find a husband, but I have to date. And especially people, I feel like sometimes it's just easy to date people, you know? Like your friends.
Is this something you're trying to tell me? Because let me know now.
Because like finding someone new.
It's a long
and
process.
Getting to know them. You don't know who they are. You don't know what they're about. You don't know if they're crazy, if they're mad, if they're about to... God knows, do whatever. So it's hard. But when it's a friend and you know them already to a certain extent, you already know how they roll, you already know how they move. It's a bit easier. You're more comfortable. You go out, you can banter a little bit more. But when it's like these first dates and stuff, you're just like that push my limits. Who I'm trying to? I've come across plenty of people and I've met plenty of people where I can just be like, yeah. Fireworks. It's Diwali. Happy Diwali.
I was thinking, what is Diwali? Okay.
First of all, lights, the Indians are doing the Diwali. This is going to be for 5 days. Please, from the hours of, from 11 o'clock, anti-social hours, I don't want to hear no fireworks, please. But Diwali. I love a Diwali though. Yeah. Have you ever tried Indian food?
No.
I remember when I used to leave.
Tried it once with you when we went to the.
Oh yeah. Your stomach was right.
I don't eat.
Your stomach was showing fireworks.
Listen, yeah. Let's not even.
No, but I seen that. No, I love Indian food, but like there was this when I used to live in my old house. Our neighbors.
You cut yourself off, man. I was interested in your conversation about your friends. Your friends, dating your friends. Carry on. Very interesting.
No, I'm just saying it's convenient. In life, I'm all about convenience, innit? Like everything that conveniences me. Okay. I don't have time to go.
It's fine. You don't let them know me, I'll know. It's fine. Look at Milan.
No, but I've got plenty of friends I could potentially know. So why are you moving? Like you already know.
I don't know. This is why I'm asking you. Is there something you're trying to tell me?
No, I'm not saying she said
you got. Let's not even go into that. Let's not do that.
Listen. Oh yeah, listen.
I'm listening with both ears, not one but both.
There's no friend there at the moment that I want to actively date, but I'm just saying convenient wise it's easier to date someone who you already know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why
I just said okay. What's the problem?
This is Diwali. I would say happy Diwali to all my Indian people. If you know me personally, I want some food. Because I was saying, my neighbours used to always bring us food when it was Diwali. Always. They used to bring us like biryani and chicken and stuff. Mm. Always. But my new neighbours, they're useless. Not even new. They've been neighbours for many years. No one comes. I know the neighbours on my right hand side, they celebrate. None of them come and not even eat. None of them come and bring me food.
Why are they meant to bring you food? Do they know you?
Yes.
No, do they actually know you?
We're neighbours.
When you come out, do you acknowledge them?
Yes.
Good morning, good afternoon, how was your day?
Yes. I wouldn't go as far as saying how was your day.
Okay, cool.
But I say good morning.
So just based off a good
or even the people them at the shop downstairs, I always say good morning to them. Okay, like, we're best friends. None of them.
You're not best friends.
Yes, we're best friends.
You're not best friends because they'll bring you food if you're best friends. You're not best friends. You're not best friends.
Okay, we gotta get, no, well, now, clearly we're not, now that I think about it, because they don't want to bring me any food. Very disrespectful. Because usually, because when it comes to like Diwali and Eid, it's a time of sharing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a time of sharing. They should come into my house and share.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Even if it's just some chocolates. Share me with some chocolates. But no, these ones, they want to do it.
Where do they know you from? That's my question.
I didn't want to tell you, we're neighbors. That's when good neighbors become good friends.
You're that neighbor, yeah? That neighbor. No,
if I had, yeah, if it's like sharing, yeah, if I'm having a party. Like, when I was living in the old house, when we had a party or we were doing a big dinner, mm-hmm. like Christmas, whatever, mm-hmm. we're going next door and asking them, do you want some of the food?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what my people.
In this day and age.
Uncle come and knock on my door, he's like, biryani. Yeah. Or auntie, like, no, it's okay. Tick, tick. Because when it comes to sharing, like, their whole culture is about sharing, like, and making sure everyone eats.
Yeah, but in terms of like neighbors and stuff, if you get that community kind of vibe, but you don't find that anymore.
No, you don't. Everyone's still doing. Yeah, you don't have that anymore.
The only time you see people outside is let them hear some kind of argument. Some kind of
Just the other day, we were talking because there's this woman down our road. She doesn't live anymore, but she had like this problem, like custody problem with her children, mm-hmm. where
I think I remember you telling me this.
Where like the father was, he's very manipulative, very controlling. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The son was out here dealing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it's like she didn't really have a hold. The system would say a hold of her children, didn't she wasn't taking care of them properly because she just couldn't. Yeah. She couldn't. She was here. She wasn't exactly working. She was relying on her husband, on the father of her children, and he's obviously not providing. He was a narcissistic, manipulative man. Yeah. So the social worker said, "Listen, we've given you chances after chances. We're coming to get the kids."
Yeah.
But it was a whole scene. I wasn't there. Yeah. It was a whole scene. Why is my mum, my sisters? Outside, and then my sister was like, the other day, she's like, oh yeah, I felt, yeah, it was so embarrassing for them. Embarrassing
when you're all
how can you look me in my eyes? How can you look me and tell me she was embarrassing for her? You felt embarrassed for her, and you popped the people that was outside watching.
That's the only time you grab people outside because what they're looking for.
Every time you hear a noise, every time I hear some sort of argument, I'm in my window watching.
Because that's the closest thing to entertainment you're getting off your phone.
100%.
Well, even then, if you're watching, you're there to record so you could go post it again and get your followers up and get your. Because think about it, that's the only entertainment you're getting. Everything. And that's the only thing you're getting.
I don't know. I can't even tell you when this transition happened, you know, of us just recording everything.
It's just weird, like everything. Like, but I feel like it's a thing of now they're like, oh, for the memories, for them. It is true because when COVID slapped,
you don't have to pause.
No, you had to post it. Just record. Like I record a lot of stuff, but I don't post it. Yeah. But when COVID, I just sat there some days.
Honestly,
I had the best time.
I relived Cape Verde 5 times. I went to Cape Verde and back 5 times.
No, I went to Paris that.
As well.
I went to Portugal, Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Do you know what I have?
Smoked a bit.
Do you know what I have that cracks me up? There's a video of, it's an hour long of Amsterdam, but it's pure bats.
An hour? What did an we hour do long. An hour?
So
is I it think, when we were getting ready to go out?
Oh, we tried to get in the shower. Stop the it. Whole video stop is that it. You could just stop hear us talking. And then in the corner, you could see us trying to put my mascara on.
That video,
I relived that video like 5 times as well. That was too funny because it wasn't even... It was just the sound, and then the one of you could see when I came up to my camera, I was like, you poked me in my eye right there, and you could just see the black thing. I was like, yeah.
No, but I thought that, excuse me, in relation to like memories, like, yeah, recording it because sometimes it's nice to go back, but it's some things that people just recorded their day to day, and it's more obviously because social media, that's the money and stuff, people are watching that, but I don't find entertainment. It's a bit ironic for me to say, but I don't find entertaining watching other people do stuff.
What do you mean?
Like, you see how you, my sister, will watch YouTube videos of couples.
Love it.
When my sister's trying to choose something to watch on YouTube, she feels intimidated because I'm sitting there. I always criticize what she watches. Because you guys are watching.
You did it to me too, but I couldn't care.
Yeah, because you guys are watching it. People it's live pure their life.
Funny.
I cannot do it. Like, it's just like, this is not entertaining to me.
It is to me.
This is.
It is to me.
Like, and it's
but
like.
Nah.
how does one feel entertained by watching someone else? The only thing sometimes I like to watch is like house tours. I love watching me a house tour.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I just can't sit there and sit through a 45-minute YouTube thing of a woman or a lady talking about her life or going around on a trip or something or vlogging. I cannot. Mm. I don't know how people do it.
Whatever. But speaking of recording, did you see?
But I say it's ironic because that's what we're doing.
I think. Did you see the? But they're not really watching our life though.
I don't mind watching a cheeky podcast.
Do you get what I'm saying? It's a different perspective depending on that.
Yeah, but it's cringy. Majority of these lives people live by lies. They're all idiots.
Yeah, but then if I'm not one of them people that watch and believe everything you see. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I've watched a few of the London ones as well, and I've seen them, and I'll just, please, really?
The same people that you know, innit?
I see them, and I'm just, please, really, you? I carry on my business. I'm not one of them people.
You just watch American ones, innit?
Yeah, I'm not one of them people that I would see you and come.
And especially them couple ones. Them couple ones I find so cringe.
I couldn't care less.
The couple YouTubers.
I find some couple YouTubers decent. When they break up is when I'm more interested. I promise you. Like, I used to watch a few couples, then I just stopped, and then
that's
again.
Very toxic.
When they break up, I don't know why.
That's,
I know.
Very, very toxic.
Listen, you entertain me when you were together. You might as well entertain me while you're broken up, because I want to understand. This girl was on a date.
Was this a YouTube video?
No.
Oh.
Just finished. She was on a date, but the date was very awkward.
I feel like that was a lie. That looked so fake.
It was just the whole thing. I was just like, but imagine.
Yeah,
then he tried recording her.
Yeah, with the flash on. It looked so fake. But I don't understand why every time something happens, people always think, "Let me start recording this," and then send it to Twitter.
Do you know what? It's not even a thing. I can't speak for everyone else.
And you're telling me you can't tell when someone's doing this to you?
No. Obviously, that's
so
obvious.
So he definitely knew. She knew.
Yeah, but if I'm recording, I'm not like, I try and make his. Slice, because you know there's things you should not be recording.
If you want to record, record with your chest. Because it'd be like,
why are you recording? I'm not recording to press you. Don't worry about that. I'm recording to send it to the group chat. Because I'm not recording to post you. Don't worry. You will not find yourself in any of my social media.
The group chat needs to know what's happening right now.
The group chat needs to know my location. They need to know what you look like.
The useless man as you are.
They need to know what you look like, and I just need them to understand. Because you know, sometimes you just send things to the group and they understand without you saying anything. That's what I need. I'm not recording just because I feel like recording you, but I just need them. But I just found that awkward. Gets me to where I'm going, imagine sitting there on an awkward date.
That's what I'm saying. If he's a friend, it's not awkward. That's my whole point.
Like, now you're crossing a new boundary.
There's
though.
No such thing as crossing boundaries.
If it doesn't work.
No, but it depends on the friendship that you had. If you were just like friends where you just saw each other, like say from work or something like that, it's calm.
Bro, relationship if your friend, changes
no,
everything.
But you're not listening to what I'm saying. You're not understanding.
Me
understand.
Understand.
No, you don't understand.
Go on.
I'm saying is there's level of friendship. Not everyone is just your friend, yeah. So let's say I had a friendship. The friendship I have with you with a guy,
mm-hmm.
that is, if I was to date him, that's definitely cussing because we have a very good relationship. If it's just a friend that I've met over basketball that we just chat here and there, mm-hmm. or from work that we just chat here and there, it was never a thing where I'm gonna come to you when I'm feeling down for some advice situation. Mm-hmm. It's never someone I'm running to. That's the type of friend that you can date because you still know him.
Which one? Not the first one, but
the second one. Because
okay.
you still know...
Because I fucking dated in the first one.
No. You still know him. You still know what he's about and whatnot. Like, little things. Because you guys have spoken about it. You guys have shared certain things. So
and
you know about
like
him.
Friends.
And you've built that rapport with him. So it's easier. So the likelihood of the date being awkward, it's not going to happen. It's easier. But if you've met someone new and they have to go on a date, you have to start all over again. Tell them you have how many sisters. Your favourite colour is red.
And then that's it. And then what now?
They want that you're just sitting there for the rest of the 20 minutes of the day, just yamming food.
Yeah,
quiet.
I hear what you're saying because I thought you meant in terms of like dating that good friend. Because I just said to you, like going off what you said, if you date that good friend and it doesn't work, you support that relationship.
Yeah,
but if you're dating that kind of friend
that's what I'm saying.
I hear it.
Yeah, exactly. It's easier. Do you know what I mean? It's just easy. I feel like we should just start dating friends, bruv.
I don't have friends to date.
I don't have time to be having this because I was just thinking about it and it's like, I don't know you. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
But this is what I'm saying, as you get older, you kind of like we're not kids anymore.
I should have found a childhood sweetheart.
That's a lot of Americans.
The ones that were trying to move to me back in the day that I've grown up now, I fumbled the bag with plenty of them. And I should have just continued that one. I'll be fine.
At least one of them.
Because I know people here that have dated since like sixth form times and they're still going strong. And I'm here having to force myself in this dating. So I don't have time for it.
It's a long question, and everyone's like,
go dating. God will provide. I need God just to send me someone. Just like this.
It works like that, right?
100%.
It works like that.
The God I serve. Hey. That's what it does. That's how it works. It works like that. For me, it works like that. I'm going to start manifesting it.
And start setting blind dates up.
Nah, because then I have to go and spend my money and then I...
You're not spending your money. If I'm first... Okay, let's clarify. If someone's sent a blind date for me personally, don't tell me to send money.
So the person who's
setting it up best should be ready to invest. Yes.
So if you set me up in a blind date, I'll plan it. I said you're paying for the activity
and pay for it. If you go to a restaurant after, that's a you problem. I'll plan. So let's say you're going on a cheeky mini golf. It's not too bad. Yeah. I'll plan and pay for that. Anything, if you want to play a second game, that's a you problem. If you want to go out to eat, that's between you two. Because my thing is, if I'm doing that, I'm taking you out your way and taking you out your way.
If I planned your blind date, would you go?
Yeah.
I'm going to plan your blind date.
Let's be smart about it.
Don't talk to me about smart.
Don't do something dumb. Because I'll walk in and walk back out if I think it's someone to...
No, that's not your decision to make. If I've planned you, you're gonna go through that date.
Okay, I'm hoping as a good friend, you're not gonna be bad man and do something dumb.
What do you mean? It's just a date. I'm paying for the activity.
I'll be there. Mini golf, seven pounds. That's fine. I'll be there. I'm genuinely not against it. Let's go have fun. If it works, it works. If it don't work, it don't work.
You have to actually have conversation.
Yeah, but that's the thing with... I was speaking to someone about it. That's the thing with activities. With activities...
You don't have to. You can just keep kiki about the activity.
We can make games.
Are you not hitting the ball?
Thank you. Thank you, because me and golf do not get along.
So you can kiki kaki about that. No, it's true.
Because if you... You can just continue
that on until like a restaurant.
If it's awkward, you're just like, I've got to go home. If it's going well, then you push that to fill the activity. I'm not against sitting down, but with the activity it could be like, okay, let's make it a little competition. That's if it's going well. If I win, you pay for the next meal or then you know it's going well. This one, if you're there, not going, you don't suggest nothing. You play your activities. Oh, good shot, good shot. Good ball.
That's done now. It was nice meeting you. I'll message you. And you never message them again.
Right. You know what it is. Whereas the restaurant thing is just, yeah, okay, there's nothing to talk about. You've asked me the basics. It's like Ready to Love is back. I absolutely love that show. I don't know why, but Ready to Love is back. Mm-hmm. And then they went on a date. And then... it was actually an activity, but it was an awkward activity. They went yoga class, and after yoga, just seemed all planned. They just sat down talking, and then everything. It was asking question, and she was just like, yeah, I have nothing else to ask you, and everyone just sat there quiet. They're looking at each other's faces, looking for the other couple, just, and they're just there like,
I can't deal well with awkward situations.
Me neither.
Like, I just sit on it.
Now this is when it comes awkward. I'm just like this.
Yeah, and I just start trying to make conversation and
yeah, no, it's just because it's then. But then someone said it's never awkward if you always have something to say. I was like, sometimes I don't. They don't need to know my business. It's not everyone I want to tell my life story.
No, but it's like that's the thing. If you're a friend, you already have that rapport. You already have that banter, so you can just go off the banter.
Just because you want to cross the line with a friend, don't mean they want to cross the line with you.
Yeah, 100%. But I feel like people are just like you. They're probably thinking, no, I can't cross that boundary because she's a friend. You can cross it. Don't worry.
This is your sign, guys. She's giving you the notice. You can cross it. If you start getting DMs, I don't want to hear ifs and but.
Cross it. Don't worry, guys. I'm up for it. Don't think, oh yeah, we're friends. We've known each other for 3 years. That's even better.
It makes it easier because I don't have to get to know you from the beginning.
The more the years, the better the friendship. The better the dates. Because technically, they do say by the age of, I think I've said this before, by the age of, I think, 21, as a woman, as a female, you have met your soulmate.
Yeah, you said that. I've said that. Yeah.
So, I it's a friend.
Haven't because, wait.
No, but you have. You've just, you just don't, like, they just haven't declared it to you yet.
There needs to be quick. Because what are they waiting for?
Don't worry, in due time. In due time. Nah, it's coming, it's coming. But, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Listen, that's what I'm saying. Friends, if you're listening,
she's out here proclaiming. I'm if you have you. A feeling that Milen likes you, or
no.
Oh, wait.
You feel like me?
Oh, wait. If you think she probably gives you that vibe, test the water. You
if I've ever if I've ever flirted with you, just message me. If I've ever touched your elbow, message me.
You're an idiot.
If I ever gripped your arm, I swear, and I've laughed hard.
Stroke your back while laughing.
and I've laughed harder than I'm supposed to. Just message me. Just message me. And we'll see how it goes. That's it.
Don't do that. Then don't entertain them. You know.
No, I can still pick.
No, of course you have every right to. But don't be dismissive very quickly is what I mean. Even though you can pick. You can be quite dismissive.
No, I have a couple people in my head I can't even lie to.
You that would say you're sick. You absolutely make there's a couple, me
there's
sick.
There's a couple. There's a couple.
She's
of
a couple. Not even one or two.
There's a couple of my friends that came to me right now and said I want to date you. I'll be okay. Let's go.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have you. But I'll never know.
Yeah. But then you're not blocking your own lessons. Let them.
Nah, because like you said, it's hard to assess when it's just friendship or when it could be more. It's hard. And it's like, I don't want to have that awkward moment of putting myself out there and be like, no, I don't like you like that.
But this is the thing where you got to test, you know the ones where you're just talking as friends. Now, push the limit, just a tad bit.
No, but sometimes, man, they're just like, they're hard to read, bruv. I have tried to just like, kiki a bit more, to like touch a little bit more, to just do a little bit more flirting, and it's like the man's not giving me anything.
They're used to it. They're hosts.
Clearly, what I'm saying, you're so used to it that what I'm doing to you is just flying over your head. So it's like it comes to a point where you're like, you know what, forget it. My mind's not catching on. It's like sometimes I'll just be sitting there, just be like, bro, if you were to move to me now, it'd be calm. But it's not happening, and I respect it because friendship is a friendship, innit?
Mm. That's why. Because a few of them are very cautious and would rather not lose the friendship than to be like, let me try this, and then if it don't work, it's like.
No, but it would be cool. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but as long it's as you don't do something done.
No, as long as there's no shit house, as long as there's no shit house in situation, we could date, and I'll still go back to acting like we've just nothing ever
just
happened.
Just because you can, don't mean they can. That's what I'm saying. It takes. It takes both of you just because you
it's
can,
not, it's not, that, it's not that serious. If you go on a couple of dates, it's not that serious. It's actually not that serious. I haven't proclaimed my love to you. So how can you tell me after because we went on two dates?
Just because you
can't no, but listen, that, but listen, how, mean... how can we go on two dates and all of a sudden it just doesn't work out and we can't be friends?
Yeah, but everyone falls differently.
Doesn't make sense.
The two dates you probably made this guy like, oh Lord have mercy, I didn't know she's that. Everyone falls differently. You can't. The way you fall and move is different to the way everyone falls. The way you fall and move is different to the way I do. Different to the way the guy will do. Different to the way your guy will. It's different. So you can't then be like, oh, you have no grounds to stand and be like, we can't go back to being friends because we definitely went on two dates.
No, but when it comes to like going back to being friends as after like dating, the majority of the time is the female that doesn't want to be friends again because like the man will never express like I don't want to be a friend, he will just go back to being friends with you naturally. Exactly, majority of them just even if he is feeling some type of way, he's not telling you that, he's gonna fake it till he makes it. Majority of the time is women that be like, nah, I can't date anymore, or like we're friends, and then because they've had a history, they see him with another girl, they're feeling some type of way. It's usually the women that have a feeling about it. So more time, I'll probably date a friend, and he'll probably be cool about being friends again, and I'll be cool about being friends again.
I've always said like in terms of like friendship and stuff after dating someone, it does come from the woman, because if the woman says let's say we're friends now, and if the guy said let me test my water again because I'm lonely, we're bored. Unless the girl agrees to it before it happens, but if the woman's strong on her words, we're just friends, it's not happening, and then he will know.
But then that's true. That always leaves the door open for the guy thinking he can always come.
Yeah, Because there's a thing where if they get comfortable, yeah, but certain boundaries don't mean it's always going to get kept. That's what I'm saying. If the female's setting it, they're keeping it. If a guy set boundaries, but you lay under, all those boundaries are shut and broken. What is boundaries? Because they're accepting everything you come to them because it's like, you're not new. They know you both know what's up. This is not new to us. Let's go. But if it's, I feel like women hold a lot more power in terms of things like setting boundaries after dating. Because if the guy comes back and they say no, it's no. Whereas if it's the other way around, where the girl's gone to him, the doors, especially if the guy's still single and just out here doing mess, the door's still always going to be open because it's just not easy access, but it's easy. I'm not having to go back and try and start over or have to build a relationship or have to warm you down to get you in my bed or that kind of aspect of it. It's just easier and it's like, why not? Whereas with females, if a no is a no. That's why I said, if a female never ends it,
it's
never over. It's never over. I promise you, it's never over. It's never over.
Not until my man marries off.
Yeah, even then. She probably started. You probably entertain it. It might not do anything, but you probably entertain it to a certain degree.
You can always go back.
Yeah,
there.
It's never over.
He's ready for you.
Yeah, it's never over.
No, but it's true. That is very true.
That's what I said. We've got to see how it goes. Eat to their own, man. Do as you please. If you want to date your friend, go shout and be like, I would like to date you. Let us know how it goes. Have fun with it. Enjoy. Do a Milano.
No, I personally, I'm not messaging, but if you want to message, my DMs are always open to you.
You know, I was thinking in the latest episode, I've not had a beep.
There's beep in the latest episode.
Is it?
Yeah, there's beep on every single episode when it's transitioning from one topic to the other.
I haven't fully heard it then because
I've. Well, that's not good enough. You didn't even listen to your own content. And you want other people to listen to it.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Are you fully listening?
Yes. I replay every episode. 10 of those views are from me. 10 of those listens are from me.
You're an idiot.
10 of those listens are for me. I'll just have it playing in the background. Repeat.
Is it? 100%.
100%.
You know, I went back to listen to, I don't know what episode.
Because I'm funny. Sex. I listen to it because I'm funny. I'm funny. I'm funny. Lord, so I listen to it so I can chuckle a little bit. When I'm down, I listen to myself.
Are you down?
So I'm actually, so this podcast is actually a blessing in disguise because I am able to go back and listen to my voice and my advice when I'm feeling down.
I'm glad you're able to do that.
So it's no one's better. Speaking about voice, yeah. I found out that not everyone has like a voice in their head narrating their life. Like you see when you're like thinking, do you have like your voice in your head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes not everyone has that. Not everyone has that. Like not everyone can have a conversation with themselves in their head. Like I can see it
weird because I feel like
I feel like this normal. I feel like everyone has their voice in their head. Not everyone does. Like not everyone can sit here and just stare into space. I was just reading. I just came across it and I started reading. Like I think I might have been on like Instagram Reel and it must have been like a fun fact. So I went on the internet and I started reading it and it said it's like a rare occurrence for you to be able to speak, like have a voice in your
head. That's interesting because I would have thought everyone, because I just, you know when you just drive and you're just in your own thoughts, like,
I literally have someone in my head talking to me all the time.
We have bats. We're
telling me
people.
What I should and should not do. But not everyone has that. Not everyone has that voice in their head. And I find that very scary.
I think more people don't than do.
100%.
No way.
And I was thinking,
so how do you talk to yourself?
They don't.
How do you process
this? They don't. Stop they it. Don't have a voice Stop narrating their life. It. They don't.
That is actually very interesting.
That's what I'm saying. I was just like, I thought this was like everyone has this. And then who are you talking to when you're walking on the street?
Can you imagine? Not even there. You know, sometimes not every time you want to drive and you want to listen to music. Sometimes you just, especially like I'm not a very morning person. Like I think everyone's figured that out by now. Even the student at school has figured it out. After lunch we're all best friends.
Yeah.
But it's like in the morning sometimes it's just too early for any noise. I just want to sit there, me and my thought, let's have a good conversation to work and go. So you're telling me you're gonna sit in the car, you can't play music, but you can't talk to yourself.
You can't
stop
it.
Like no way.
I'll just be having conversation with myself and some people can't do that. Some people literally have a silent head.
That is very interesting. I'm not gonna lie, that is very interesting.
Imagine having the silent. That's boring. That's actually boring.
I'm trying to think about it now, but I'm talking to myself.
No, like sometimes I just cuss people out. You know, sometimes when you're talking too much, I actually say to myself, I hope she just shuts up.
You're an idiot.
I'm like, like sometimes I'll be like mid conversation, people be like, alright, cool, you've said that. In my head. But in my head I'm just like this, in my head it's like
about time.
Like I've done that, I'll do that to everyone. Like my mom's saying, okay, you don't know.
I think I do that to everyone. It's just like, head. Cool.
And then like, I'm very rude in my head.
It won't surprise me because you could be very rude in person too. So no, it doesn't
surprise me. I'm not a rude person. When have I ever been, when have you ever seen me be rude? Tell me one time.
No, you see that? You see that? Tell me one time thing. You can't.
No, just
the quality that can't come in my head.
Then it hasn't happened.
We told you that just because I can't remember now. We told you it hasn't happened.
Because if it had happened and if it was there and the situation, you have remembered. If you can't remember, it's because it's not true. No, mom says if you can't remember, because it's a lie. So there you go. Problem solved. No, I'm not a rude person.
But no, I feel everyone does that because I can just be there and just like, because I see someone, I want to ask you how you. In my head, I'm thinking I've answered the question for you. I'm not going to ask you.
Oh yeah, I'm fine. Cool. We move. Why am I asking you now?
There's no point because we're not getting anything from it. But
no, but if you ask me how I am and I start telling you how I'm truly am, if you walk away, you're actually very disrespectful.
No, I wouldn't walk away. Don't ask
me how I am and then I tell you, well, now that you've mentioned it.
No, I wouldn't walk away.
All right, cool, see you later.
No, this is what I mean. Like, in terms of asking you how are you, in my head, I'm getting ready. So if I see someone like I haven't seen in a while, you get in the car and I'm getting ready to be like, are you alright? In my head, if I know the answer, you're about to give me, I don't bother, I just carry on doing what I'm doing. We don't need, like, what's the point?
What if one time I just be like, no, you know what, I'm actually not alright.
Right, yeah, but cool. That's different.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry to hear. I'm not your therapist. I'm the wrong one that you're gonna tell me your love to.
She said, I'm sorry to hear, cool. I hope you get better, but please go and find someone else.
Yeah, but
go and find someone else to be your therapy.
Honestly. That's why I am. I just don't process like people's situation. Like if you want someone, I will listen. But I can't lie to you, after a while I'm like,
yeah, but
I'm not that person. I'm
fair
not
enough. Person. Everyone, I'm not that person. If you're not that person, then you're not that person.
If you want that type of friend, I bele, but it's not me. And I try. No, but if it's one of them ones where you really need someone to, like, I'll never say no. I'll never listen to someone. But it's like, after a while, you eventually understand that, yeah, Milena's not the one that's going to comfort me. Like, I need to be comforted. But I'm there, no way. If you need me, I'm there. I'll never turn someone down, because we always, like we said about mental health, we always need to take it serious and we always need to listen to someone.
Yeah, but then in that aspect, if like it's like you're just there because you want to listen, you're not actually going to comfort.
No, but sometimes what people need is to be listened to.
Fair enough.
Some people don't want to be told everything's going to be all right, because you don't know that.
Everything's going
to
be all right,
Not everyone wants to have a hug, because they just don't want a hug. Some people just want to come to you and be like, this is what's happening, I just need to let it out. Do what you need to do.
I guess it's knowing the person. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to have a stranger come to you and kind of just, you might do, but I have rare.
But at the hospital, these old people tell me about their lives.
Yeah, but that's because they kind of just want to speak. In terms of like within your, I wouldn't say your friendship group, but in terms of people around you, you wouldn't just have someone just come and tell you the biggest thing and kind of thing.
It depends. If you're there at that moment and they need it to just let it out, you could be like listening ear that they need.
Unless you kind of need to know your friends, because some people want you to listen, some people kind of want you to kind of comfort them, but not every time you listen, you have to say it's going to be all right.
No, but sometimes, like, as a person, when you're trying to get comfort from someone, maybe it's okay to tell them what you want. Like, it's okay to come like, you know what, I just need a listening ear right now, okay? Mm-hmm. You know what, I need someone to just tell me it's going to be okay. Okay. You know what, I need a hug right now.
Yeah, but in that case, okay. Because you want me to come
read your mind. Oh, exactly.
No, that's what I'm saying, but not in that aspect. I mean like, okay, so let's say I need to let something out now, but in terms of what I want from you at the time, sometimes you just never know. You just know you need to talk. But you don't,
yeah, so you know, it's the one thing you do know is you need to talk. Yeah. So we can start there. Then as the time goes on, you can tell me what more you need. As a person, and that goes for everything about people wanting this done, wanting that done. No one, unfortunately, God hasn't given us the ability to read minds.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what comes into relationship, into friendship. It can't read your mind. Mm-hmm. If you want something from me, tell me. If you know I can help you, tell me. I will never say no to someone if I know I can help them. Mm-hmm. Because why would I? The same way I would want someone to help me. So if you come to me and say, I want a hug, as much as it will kill me to hug you, If you want a hug, I'm a
couple
people. If
you really
know her,
you wouldn't ask her for a hug.
If you want to, oh yeah, I just want you to listen to what my situation. I'm listening. Oh, can
I can't
you
can have a hug. You told
can
me
you
no.
help me now and do this one? I'll help you and do
no,
this.
No, don't
one.
Ignore me.
So it's that. You just tell me what you want, and I will try and see if I can do it. If I can't do it, I can't do it.
Are you done? Okay, cool.
So what have you seen this week?
No. I came to you and said, can I have a hug? What did you tell me? No. Keep far from me and you ran. Is that not what you told me? So don't be a liar
no,
to them.
You came asking for a hug just to be stupid.
No, I came asking for a hug because I wanted a hug and needed a hug. Why did you give me a hug then?
You didn't need a hug.
Yes, I did. Who told you that?
Go hug your teddy bear.
Cool. And you see, after all that, just... It's cool. It's enough. After all that...
No, if you need a hug, Tiwa, do you want me to give you a hug?
I don't want a hug.
Then...
I didn't want a hug at that moment. When I needed a hug and I just offered you. But I don't want it now. So what the fuck does it make?
That's your business.
I don't want it now. When
you
I asked
take
you,
or leave it.
No. When I asked you, you told me no. When I asked you, I needed it then. So don't do that. You sleep and wake up. Don't do that.
I put this shoulder up and I put this shoulder up and I drop them because I just don't care. Look at me like that.
Because I don't get the joke and I don't.
Have you not
it.
Seen the TikTok?
Don't worry about it.
You have seen the TikTok.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have seen the TikTok. Trying to come serious. You have seen the TikTok. Pussy,
bro.
Don't ever do that in your life.
Because I'm finding what you're talking to.
No, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you about trying to put a straight face when you know what the joke is. Pussy, or anyway.
I'm still looking.
No.
Oh
no,
my
you
god.
You can look.
Still looking.
In
oh,
fact, no, come.
Search behind the chair for me because.
Sorry.
You know exactly
I
what I'm talking to.
Her.
You know
I can't
exactly
find her.
Talking
I can't find her.
To.
I can't find her.
Can act like the
find
joke
someone else.
Bang.
No, find someone
foolish
else.
Woman.
Find someone else.
Foolish.
Find someone else.
No, I found
mate.
It's you.
Not me.
It's you. Now you put me in me. I don't even do this. Wrap it up. Trying to give me a straight face
because you wanted to move dumb. We could both do it
done because you know you need a joke, so don't try to make it seem like it wasn't funny. Trying to give me a straight face. If I won't come and collect your eyes. Keep looking. God will punish you and keep your eyes like this. So you walk around like this.
You walk around like
no,
that.
You walk around like that. Keep on your eyes.
You walk around like
that. You stiff up. You, one day you'll be walking, you trying to malign.
Go, you go, go back to sender, back to whoever sent it, back to sender, bro.
Back to look, you have to do this.
Go by.
You have to do this to look at me.
On that note, ooh, what have you seen in terms of Christ?
I have seen that he's. I've seen.
Didn't even get to finish, but go
no,
ahead.
Because this one well, is an important one.
All right, go
I
on.
Have seen that. You know when you ask God to take away the friends that are good for you. You're laughing, but it's true. And then he.
If you want to direct something, directs me.
I am telling you what I've seen in terms
on,
of Christ.
On,
I've told you what I've seen in terms of God.
Sorry,
why are you attacking me for?
Go on. I just said what I need to
and
say.
And I'm telling you.
I do apologize.
Yeah,
carry
I'm
on.
Saying. You know, when you, like, you obviously you pray that prayer of God, take away the friends that are not good for me. The.
Stop looking at me when you say your statement. Go again.
But it's not. I'm trying to give you eye contact.
I don't want eye contact. Close your eyes and talk.
I'm telling you about looking up to her. No, but my actual thing that is take away the friends that are not good for you. Mm-hmm. And and God does it. I know he's taking his time, but he shall take away the ones that are not supposed to be for me, and I'll know and I'll be grateful for when the time happens. He's just
all right.
he's like mentally like strengthening me with the situations that I'm going through right now. And I think.
Are you
that,
sure you don't
you
know, need to have?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Because I'm getting vibes.
You know what I need you to be?
Okay, cool.
A listening ear.
I've got
so
you.
Be
I'm
that.
Sorry.
So keep quiet. Yeah, and when that time comes, I'll be truly thankful because God provides in all type of ways. But anyway, the one I actually want to talk about that one just came at the spur. You know when the Holy Spirit speaks to you. The Holy Spirit has spoken to me, but my actual one is I saw this video of I think it was Steve Harvey or whatnot, but he was saying that when you like get up in the morning, instead of saying I got to go to work, you say I get to go to work.
I seen that as well,
and like I've made it a thing where every time I like on my way to work or I wake up in the morning, I have like my gospel music playing and I say I get to go to work. Mm-hmm. I get to breathe. I get to live.
It's like we're appreciative.
I get
of
to
things.
Be happy. I get to see. I get to hear. I get to. It's about wake up in the morning just saying I get to do things, because at the end of the day we are privileged in so many different ways, and having that, just being able to do many things, and it makes a difference in the day, because mm-hmm. you're just saying I get to do others. I've got to do it. It makes
like,
things a bit like easier, a bit hard, because we mentioned it before, where when you tell yourself you're gonna have a bad day, your brain literally points at every single thing in that moment to make it a bad day. But when you tell yourself positive things, your brain will point out positive things anyway. So if I wake up in the morning with a positive attitude, a positive mentality, and saying I get to do these things, it becomes more of a want than a chore. So work, even though as stressful as it becomes, it's not a chore anymore. It's part of my life. It's a stepping stone, because I have to understand where I'm destined for greatness regardless, and it's just a stepping stone.
It's like going off what you're saying. It's like regardless of where I'm at now, what situation I'm in, I'm still grateful, even though it's not where I want to be at the moment.
No, but listen, even if this is where I'm at my life, I am good, bro. I'm still living life that majority of people will be like, oh yeah, she's good. I am okay.
Yeah.
By God's grace. But, you know, it's still better than many circumstances that people have.
100%.
So what have you seen, Tiwa, in terms of God that has mentioned?
Mine's a little prayer, and it literally says, God, thank you for being my help in times of trouble. Right now there are things going on around me that are outside of my control. Please protect me, help me, and strengthen me. Show me how to cling to you and give me the rest that my soul desperately needs. In Jesus' name, amen. And it's just like, kind of goes off what you said, and just be grateful of everything. Mm. And like, in terms of like, just even though you're getting to go thin, he's got you regardless of the situation. You wouldn't be in that kind of situation if he didn't want you to be in there. And you'll never be put you in a position you're not meant to be.
Yeah, the grace of God will never lead you, and the will of God cannot protect you. Amen. And that's on
Yes, sir. On that note, just a quick recap. This week's
wonder you were tired of saying on that note. But continue.
They will get used to it. I am dirty, people. This week's riddle is, I am dirty, people like to put their woods in me, but early Santa goes down on me. What am I?
Mrs. Claus. But yeah,
that being said,
you know what to do. Like, it's become listen guys,
we have to say it just because
we have new listeners all the time, but you know how it goes. Thank you for tuning in. This will be this is our first video, and we hope to bring you more.
Yeah,
hope you enjoy this one. Go on our YouTube, The Center Podcast.
Yes,
that's where
sir.
You'll find it. If you go on at The Center Podcast on Instagram, you've got a link in the bio that takes you to all our platforms.
Yeah.
So you cannot say you haven't seen it or where to go. It's there. It's there waiting for you. It's there. But it's been your host with the most, Mila and Sophia.
And yours, Tiwa.
Love and guidance.
We out.